dusk, the dark dawn, and today will spawn another yawning chasm. I'll wipe off the ectoplasm of the night and yawn right back. Another aspiration will be strapped to my knee. I'll develop a limp and wimp out of the simple steps needed to succeed at elucidating dreams and editing reams of romance, chance, and circumstance. Bodybuilding nonchalance will end my slumber as it encumbers me with a number of reasons for disquiet. I'll try it and then spit it out. It will find some way of re-entering my mouth as the hours are looped and overdubbed at will. I'll still feel duped and grouped in with the runners of a mill. Grinding my gormless grunts into gravel, I'll unravel and meander as I continue to pander to prophecies produced by my team of personalities, minor insanities and wholesale calamities, combining and conspiring to convince me I'm real. They weave me a blanket to help me conceal the fear of next year, next month and next week. I've only got one face, I've already turned the other cheek. But I'll stare this down at some point in the day and be okay for a while, and smile and give myself away and embrace this place and the trace of some magic dust and long lost lust, which I trust gave rise to the playground minefield of giddy tragedy I tiptoe through and whisper in. I want to move and start fresh, smelling of mint with a glint in my eye. But I spy with my little mind a fraction of all I have yet to find, and most of that will stay hidden while my curiosity's bedridden and decomposing. And supposing I'll never change, I'll be estranged from within if I don't begin to extend my range and leave this exile. I'll revile my declarations of expectations, and all the tender ministrations received in between will mean naught if that tawdry occurs and perspective blurs and slurs are heard detrimental to my elemental balance. My ears are aching and full of wax, spatial awareness has relaxed and taken maternity leave. I believe the birth will be complex. What sex, the offspring, who knows? What next for me? I suppose I'll come to my senses and my defenses will flourish as I nourish them with counted blessings and guessing games played and unplayed and splayed apart to show the grain as I feign pain to claim the same gain I've always garnered from this wood. It should in theory feel good to grow weary of my one truth and rediscover it and invigorate it and compute and dispute my path, my way, my journey. My roads converge and urge the inklings to grow from twinklings into beacons of streaming light on the verge of a surge towards a destination.